Today's scripture is Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 10. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the title of today's message is 144,000. This message can be found in senior pastor's lectures on the Revelation of John. As I said in the past message, the overall contents of the book of Revelation are prophecies regarding the end time of the world. They are spiritual messages. But that's why even if people want to understand the meaning, if God doesn't give a person the understanding, it's impossible to understand through the thoughts or wisdom of man. They have a general idea of a great tribulation that will come at the end of the ages, but they cannot grasp any detailed and specific understanding of it. The content of tonight's scripture has been a subject of question for many Bible readers for a long time, and it is really difficult to explain. But 144,000 appeared after those believing Christians are raptured. So the questions are, where the 144 bondservants of God come from after those who have believed well in the Lord are all caught up in the air, and who they are and what their roles are in the seven-year tribulation. So many people have wrong speculations. Some say 144,000 refer to the Israelites who were saved during the seven-year tribulation, or they are those who are martyred during the seven-year tribulation. Some churches say you should belong to this 144,000 to be saved. Or some people say 144,000 bondservants are virgin men. Revelation 14, verse 3 and 4 says, they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who have been purchased from the earth. These are the ones who haven't defiled with women. They have kept themselves chaste. Some people interpret these verses literally. However, women in this verse refer to the world, which means they are those who are defiled, those who are not defiled by the world. But this is what our shepherd explained so that you will not have any misunderstanding on this. So, you have to understand the word of God as if you eat lamb by burning it. In other words, you have to understand it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But if you interpret it literally, then you may misunderstand the Bible, and you will have more questions about it. So, some, when they are questioned about 144,000, that you don't need to know them. It's not important. All you have to do, all you have to know is Jesus Christ and salvation through Him and His teaching. There are many pastors, actually, said like that. And they added, well, those who give that kind of questions are like, you know, hypocrites or the priests. You don't need to about them. It doesn't help you, you know, grow up, you know, spiritually. And when I heard this story, you know, I kind of feel uneasy, but I thought, you know, it's my great blessing to meet the shepherd, you know, who explains this kind of difficult verses. As I said before, the book of Revelation has many teachings that we can stay awake. That's why we have to make bread from it all the more. Say, there is a student who gives a teacher in the question, and the teacher says, you don't need to know that. All you have to do is keep your duty. Then the student will be perplexed, right? Now, and then how can the student believe in that, you know, teacher and learn from him? Or what if the student thought to himself that, you know, aha, this question does not come into my, you know, entrance exam. But he faced that depression in the entrance exam to college. You know, he doesn't, you know, it's too late to regret that. Well, the good teacher is supposed to be the teacher, you know, who learns about what he doesn't know and teaches students, right? So, likewise, it's useless even if we say, I didn't know that, that's why I didn't believe at the final judgment. We will face, you know, tragic end in the end. Well, in the book of, you know, in the 66 books of the Bible, there are many verses that are difficult to understand, even though you have very thorough understanding of the Bible, unless Father God explains. It is especially so with the book of Revelation. Only by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we can understand the Bible by the teaching of God. That's why our shepherd gave countless fastings and prayer to Father God to help him explain that. Well, those fastings and prayers are not, you know, easy ones. You know, he had to make him submissive. He had to fast for 3, 5, 10, or 15, 21, or 40 days. He had to face critical moments during fasting. You know, normal people, you know, would give up in the middle. However, our shepherd, you know, overcame all those days with love for Father God and souls. That's why we can learn this word from him as we live this Christian life happily. And we also receive strength to live by the word of God, right? In my parish, there is a cell leader who used to go to the other church for 12 years, but, you know, he didn't quit smoking and drinking. But now he came to our church, quit smoking and drinking, and became a cell leader. Well, he came to know about this church when his father, you know, biological father, gave him in the senior pastor's book, you know, Tasting Eternal Life Before Death. It was like a mid-90s. And the elders of the church that his father, you know, went to gave him the book. Now, before he came to this church, he's been a Christian for 12 years, but he didn't receive strength to live by the word of God. However, you know, through surfing on the net, he found the word of our senior pastor, and he received much grace. Since the word, you know, taught by our senior pastor is so correct, pure, and clean, and powerful enough to help him in the cast of sin. You know, he registered to church, and right after that, you know, he quit smoking and drinking. And since then, he has never missed the Sabbath day, and he is very diligent, you know, evangelizing people by sharing gospel with others. He read many books of senior pastor, but his life itself was changed completely after reading the book of Heaven and Hell. He's not the only one. There were many souls in the world who learned the Word of God through our shepherd's teaching on the internet, especially through YouTube. Pastor Sujin Lee gave us, you know, a testimony of the members from Moldova, right? And I received much grace from it. They are speaking different languages, they are from different culture. However, once they met the shepherd, they became united with us through the love of our shepherd. While preparing for this message, Ronya Son sent me a letter of testimony of the brother Alexander of the Moldova Mami Church. Let me read it for you. It's quite, you know, long, so I'm going to skip some part. So please bear it with me, okay? I am Brother Alexander Tabaranu. I am 31 years old, and I love senior pastor so much. While watching Christian broadcasting on TV, I listened to Dr. Gerald Lee's message at 11 o'clock at night, and I realized that he is not just a normal man. You know, usually when I listen to messages, I used to become a very critic. However, the teachings of Dr. Gerald Lee became truth in my heart, and from the beginning, I started to respect and love him. And I became very hungry for his teachings. I started to listen to his messages, 8 or 9 messages a day, and I summarized them all. Starting from Message of the Cross, I learned Measure of Faith, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Ten Commandments, Spiritual Love, the Beatitudes, the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, and how to pray well, and fasting. I summarized them all, and I fasted a lot to change myself. I fasted 3, 5, 7, or 10 days. And I could not but, you know, share this gospel with others. And I started to translate his teaching into Romanian in three hours every day. And I preached the gospel to members in my church. Since these words has authority, and when people heard from me, you know, they received grace. But the ministering pastor of the church told me, you know, do not preach this gospel of Dr. Gerald Lee. But I said to him, we have to keep the commandments, and the precious blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse our sin, and we can be sanctified. And the pastor said, I'll pray, and I'll meet you a week later. A week later, he called me and said, Dr. Gerald Lee's teaching does not, you know, comply to our church, so please leave. So I left the church, along with others, you know, I looked for a place to worship, and we found a good place. And now, in a good building, we are worshiping God. Now, as I read his letter, you know, the process of, you know, finding the church and, you know, the testimony of his mother is so full of grace, but I'm going to skip this part. Well, while I was reading his testimony, you know, I could understand that, you know, his way was not so easy. However, he walked the way of, you know, faith by doing his best. And he received a lot of stress, but he said, well, I didn't miss any Daniel prayer meeting, Thursday parish meeting, Friday all-night service, Sunday morning and evening service. I could manage it in the space of the shepherd. By our faith only, I couldn't overcome this in the critical moments. But I believed in his prayer, and I trusted him. And I believed that Father God would protect us in the space of the shepherd. And I overcame. Then the church received great revival, and we became united in the space of the shepherd. I give special thanks to Mrs. Bonlim Lee, who told me how to pray, how to lead the prayer meeting. And I give thanks to Pastor Sujin Lee, who invited to Mamin Church and gave me strength. I would like to give my thanks to many people, especially, and finally, Senior Pastor, thank you. Thank you very much. This is it. While I was reading this testimony, well, I saw him on screen when he met the shepherd for the first time, and I could feel what kind of meanings his tears had. Well, let me begin my actual message. Well, I'm going to talk about two things about 144,000 bond servants. First of all, I'm going to tell you who they are, and I'm going to tell you at the same time the providence of Father God's great love in it. And in the second part, I'm going to explain about 12 tribes that consist, you know, 144,000 bond servants and their spiritual meanings. First of all, who they are. One word. They are servants, bond servants, who accomplished the providence of salvation of Father God with special duty from Father God during 7-year Great Tribulation. It is the days of desperation, I mean despair, because salvation is over. However, now it's the beginning of gleaning salvation. So it's their duty to do the gleaning salvation. They didn't know about Jesus before 7-year tribulation. They didn't have any chance to accept the Lord. That's why they are left on this earth during 7-year tribulation. However, they witnessed the rapture, the things happening in 7-year tribulation. So out of their good conscience, they realized the word of God is true. Well, even by knowledge, they knew about Christianity, and they see the reality. But they see everything complies to the word of God, so they believe in Father God and accept the Lord. Once they accept the Lord, they risk their lives to preach the gospel to the people. It's a 7-year tribulation. They didn't know the Lord before the rapture. However, you know, they can receive salvation. Otherwise, you will fall down to the punishment, eternal punishment, that they share, they preach the gospel like this. Many of them die martyrdom. More of them face death at the extreme natural disasters and wars. But it is the grace of Father God. It is so terrible, the situation of 7-year tribulation. The whole world is terribly polluted due to disasters and economically so devastated. You know, so it's a rather blessing to be saved, to get out of the physical flesh. However, I mean, even if they die in natural disasters or during wars, their death is regarded as martyrdom. So it's a rather blessing. Now, when there is no help of the Holy Spirit during the 7-year tribulation, how can they manage their duty? Let me explain it to you. Well, the scripture of this message says they are anointed. Revelation 7:4 says, I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of sons of Israel. You know, the scripture says we have sealed the bond servants. It also contains the meaning that God gives them special grace and strength. In the era of the Holy Spirit today, God seals His children on their hearts with the Holy Spirit as a mark of saved children. But the Holy Spirit already has disappeared in 7-year tribulation. Therefore, God doesn't seal on heart. There is no more helping works of the Holy Spirit. They have to die in martyrdom only by their own will. But these 144,000 in today's scripture are set up in the providence of God. Therefore, God gives them special help, even though the Holy Spirit is already taken away. In the extreme calamity of the seven-year tribulation, until they fulfill the will of God, God seals them as a token of guarantee so that they can win victory in any circumstances and conditions. Revelation 7:3 says, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads." The spiritual meaning of this verse is that when those 144 bondservants are sealed, natural disasters, wars during the seven-year tribulation will be a little bit in the decreased. So when these sealed people of God go to many places and preach the gospel, there are many people who listen to them and accept the Lord. Now, Revelation 7:9 says, "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm trees were in their hands." These people clothed in white robes are those who participated in the array of salvation later. Just as it says, a great multitude which no one could count, countless people listened to the gospel that the 144,000 people proclaimed, and they entered the way of salvation. After they listened to the gospel and accepted this late, some have to go through the process of martyrdom, but many of them will die from natural disasters and wars. And it is rather a blessing for them to die like this in the situation of the seven-year tribulation. Even though they are late to accept and believe the gospel, they don't pass through the process of one martyrdom that they have to overcome the pain and achieve victory. By dying in the martyr calamity, they rather receive the grace of salvation relatively easy. But you should never have an easy-going way of thinking, even though I fall to the seven-year tribulation, there is another way to receive salvation other than to die a martyr. These people who believe in the Lord during the seven-year tribulation die from natural disasters or wars and reach salvation. They are different from those who lived like chaff and fell to the ground, even though they said they believed in the Lord. Most of them didn't hear about Jesus Christ, didn't know about the gospel, or they didn't believe it in their hearts because there was no evidence to make them believe. On the other hand, those who said they believed in the Lord, who lived like chaff even though they saw the solid evidence, who fell to the ground, they cannot reach salvation though easy. Only when they pay off their wage of sin through the process from the process of martyrdom, and most of them reach salvation. By the way, martyrdom during the seven-year tribulation is not an easy job. You know, the torture is so extreme, too painful. Many people deny the Lord. Four, you should always awaken and manage your Christian life well. The first fact that you should remember is that the dwelling place of the 144,000 bondservants is different from that of those who listen to the gospel from the those 144,000. When these 144,000 die a martyr, or when they die from various disasters while preaching the gospel, God considers their death as martyrdom. So God considers it as the fourth level of faith, where you love God to the point of sacrificing your life. That's why they will dwell in the third kingdom of heaven when they go to heaven. On the contrary, those countless people who accept the Lord after listening to the word of 144,000 bond servants receive just mere salvation. Therefore, they go to paradise, which is for the people who are in the first level of faith. But the hearts of those 144,000 who are sealed and their situation is totally different. Although they didn't know God before, they lived in goodness. They have the heart of sacrificing their lives once they come to know God is the true God. Father God has prepared these messengers of God in order to use them along with the two witnesses in the end time of the world. Therefore, when they finish their duty of proclaiming the gospel to the point of sacrificing their lives, just like those who died a martyr in the days of the Holy Spirit, they were qualified to enter the third kingdom of heaven. I said before that, you know, their duty, when they do their duty, the situation is too serious. And I told you about two witnesses who will do a great job during the gleaning salvation in 7-year tribulation. Actually, this gleaning salvation will save a lot of Israelites. Because, you know, these Israelites are actually first selected by Father God. However, they accept the Lord. So many Israelites didn't, will not be caught up in the air. However, Father God never, gives up on them. So, according to the end of human cultivation, Father God has prepared this wonder, wondrous, providence. So, Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? After the rapture, the Israelites realized that Jesus Christ, whom they crucified, is the true Christ. So they repent before Father God. So that's why Father God prepared this gleaning salvation. To accomplish this beautiful and amazing providence, our shepherd did the ministry in Israel for 3 years. And two witnesses accepted Jesus Christ through our shepherd's ministry. Even though they are Jews, they will realize the truth, they accept the Lord, and they will preach the gospel during the 7-year tribulation. Since our shepherd understands the providence of Father God clearly, for the gleaning salvation and for saving many souls, even in the tribulation, he is doing great, job. And these 144,000 bond servants will help the two witnesses to do this in the gleaning salvation. Well, gleaning salvation is great love of Father God. And preparing 144,000 bond servants is also His love. There are many people who didn't know about the Lord, who didn't know about Jesus Christ well. So they didn't believe in the Lord and accepted the Lord. For example, in the remotest area, which is included in Islamic culture, or very remote places in Africa, there are people who don't know about Jesus. And among them, there are people of goodness who can accept Jesus Christ out of their good conscience. Or there are people who heard about Jesus, but they were not told correctly why Jesus Christ becomes our Savior. Therefore, our Father God, who is full of grace and mercy and love, gives this kind of gleaning salvation again, even though the human cultivation is over. That's why he prepares 144 bond servants. Human cultivation is officially over. However, in order to save just one more soul, Father God is searching for souls. It's like a farmer gleans grain in the land after harvest. With such a heart, Father God saves people. A farmer may miss one or two grains on the ground. However, our Father God never misses them. To call for one last soul who can be saved, he is desperately calling them. This is the love of Father God transcending justice. Since 6,000 year long human cultivation is over, it's not in accordance with justice. However, with the heart of Father, He tries to save just one more soul. We have to understand this kind of love. And our shepherd is doing his ministry with this heart of Father God. According to justice, there are souls who should be forsaken by Father God. However, to save even such people, to give them chance, our shepherd gave peace offering. And he tells us, never commit sin, never commit sin. Always live by the word of God. It is also love of Father God who gives this kind of pastor to us to save just one more soul. Our shepherd says he will proclaim the gospel millions of times only when we can come into spirit. When it is close to the time when our Lord comes back, in order not to leave us on the ground, to save just one more soul, our shepherd shows his mercy right now. As I was preparing for this message, I remembered one phrase, thinking the love of Father God, the Lord and the shepherd. Praise the Creator. I can remember this in a verse. It's in my head all the time. And I explained my heart to my cell leaders. And I told them, in year 17, let us not lose souls. Let us be more faithful to our duty. Then one cell leader said, I have a testimony to save one good soul. Let me share this testimony with you. So I will share this testimony with you. I'm a cell leader. To pay the grace that I received, I was doing my duty. Then one of my cell leaders started to miss Sunday, and she left the church. When I realized it, I was so surprised. I felt like I'm falling down. She's such a good flock of the shepherd. And I regretted why I didn't care for her, took care of her more. And I cried all the more during Daniel prayer meeting. I felt like I had the heavy stone around my neck and falling down into the deep sea. I felt like that heavy stone hanging on my neck, and I spent the days of mourning for months. And she came back in 2 years and 6 months. Until she came back, I was so sorry to shepherd because I lost such a good heart. Now, she loves the shepherd, and she is managing good Christian life. As I was doing my duty as a cell leader, I faced a test. I had a good license or a special job, so I could get a good job. When I was good at my duty, I thought myself that, I can do my duty while earning money. Then I started to, and I got a job. Especially, it was a special Daniel Peter meeting. And the local sanctuary was about 5 minute driving. However, it wasn't easy to keep time. And I just stepped into the door of the local sanctuary, and that was it. However, one day I got a call from my son. I think I told about this before. And suddenly my son cried and he said, all the people are praying, but what are you doing there? Please, you have to pray. And he was crying. And I was greatly shocked. My heart was pounding. And I closed my eyes. In a month and a half, I quit my job. And I thought to myself, I will do my duty as if I go to work. And I started to do more jobs. Thankfully, I received blessing through my husband. Back then, I was swindled, and my family was in terrible situation. However, about a year later, my husband recovered. He was recognized in the company. Now we give great amount of, you know, time. Our Father God blessed me to get rid of, you know, clinging attachment to the world, but think of the duty of the Lord only. Thank you, Father. Since she seeks for Father God's kingdom and His righteousness, and she is faithful to save souls, that's why Father God, you know, gives her blessing. She lives far away from this church. However, she, you know, drives many members to the church, and she saves, you know, many people who have been absent for long days. We should be, dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand the heart of Father God and the shepherd who gives constant opportunities. We have to be more faithful to our duty. Now let me begin my second part. In the second part, I will explain the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist in 144 bondservants, and explain their spiritual meanings of the names. Revelation 7:4 says, I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. So these bondservants will come from tribes of Israel. That's what the Bible says. However, it doesn't refer to Israelites only. The tribe of the sons of Israel referred to God-selected people. That's a spiritual meaning. The tribes of Israel are specially selected tribes that Father God selected for human cultivation. And these 144,000 are also selected people by Father God to accomplish the salvation, providence of salvation. That's why they are also tribe of sons of Israel, spiritually. Well, if you read this, you know, the scripture, you can find number 12. And this number 12 has spiritual meaning. That is, 12 is the number of light. John 11:9, our Lord said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. In the day of 12, 24 hours, the light is most bright at 12 o'clock as the sun hangs highest in the sky. The 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus, and 12 foundation stones of New Jerusalem, 12 pearl gates, 12 fruits of the tree of life, all these are related with the number 12, the number of light. Our Lord is the true light, and He is the brightest and perfect light like the noondays. As such light, the Lord came to this earth in flesh to accomplish the providence of human cultivation. When God sent Jesus, who is light, to this earth, He sent the Lord among Israelites, the people of God. God caused Jesus to be born into the nation of Israel that consisted of 12 tribes, the number of light. Also, the fact that the number of the disciples of the Lord also means that the way of salvation and the true light, Jesus Christ, would be proclaimed through them. Likewise, the servants of God who will proclaim the Lord during 7-year tribulation are chosen from 12 tribes, 12,000 servants from each tribe according to the number of light, 12. A total of 144,000 will be chosen. The reason that God set up this many people as evangelizers is because the period of proclaiming the gospel is very short during the 7-year tribulation. To save more people in a relatively short period of time, 144,000 bondservants are set up once, and they go out and preach the gospel. Prepared to 7.4 billion population, 144,000 is not a big number. Now, I'll explain about spiritual meaning of 12 tribes' names. By the way, the scripture doesn't simply say 12,000 each from every tribe, the total of 104,000. It just lists 12 tribes of Israel tribes, and it also has spiritual meaning. Spiritually, the process of growth of faith from the moment you are saved to the moment you reach sanctification is contained in the names of 12 tribes of Israel. Their names are the names of Jacob's sons. When Jacob gave them name, their name has spiritual meanings. However, their names are explained spiritually differently in spirit. I will explain them later. So, brothers and sisters, in the scripture, God rearranged the names for the 12 tribes of Israel. For example, even the Reuben is the firstborn son. Judah comes in front. And instead of the fifth son, Dan, there is Manasseh. And the reason can be found in the 1 Kings 12, verse 27 to 29. It says, in the days of Rehoboam, the son of King Solomon, Israel was divided into two, Israel in north and Judah in south. Around this time, Jeroboam, king of Israel, made two golden calves and made his people worship them as gods to prevent their hearts from returning to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Judah. He set one in Bethel and the other in Dan, and then he made the people worship them instead of God. The place Dan, where a golden calf was put, is the place where the tribe of Dan lived. Thus, Dan became a base of idol worshiping. The people of the tribe of Dan were easily tainted with the idol worshiping. Due to this base of idol worshiping, Dan and the tribe of Dan, many people came to worship idols and eventually went to the way of destruction. Since the tribe of Dan has such a great fault, there is no other way but to exclude it from the name of Dan as a tribe from the 12 tribes that will accomplish the providence of salvation in the book of Revelation. In the place of tribe Dan, there is a tribe of Manasseh. Manasseh was the firstborn son of Joseph, the 11th son of Jacob. It was also prophesied in Genesis. Genesis 48 verse 5 are the words that Israel, in other words Jacob, tells his son Joseph. He says, "Now your two sons, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simeon are." The two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, are not Israel's sons, but grandsons. But Jacob is anointing them as being sealed with the same position as other 12 sons of Israel. Likewise, the fact that the tribe of Dan is excluded from the 12 tribes of Israel and Manasseh tribe is included instead of was already prophesied by God who knows everything. It was in Father God's precise providence. Similar thing also happened with the 12 tribes of Lord Jesus. That is, the Savior Jesus Christ, the true light, must be spread through the 12 disciples of the Lord. But Judas Iscariot was among them. Therefore, instead of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord, Matthias was cast by lots, and he became the one of the 12 disciples of the Lord. The fact that there was a person who didn't fit in among the 12, was excluded from them, and the proper one was selected instead, also has significant meaning in the history of human cultivation. It was a sign that not just the God-chosen people, Israel, but also Gentiles would come inside the boundary of the grace of salvation. Romans 11:17 says, "But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them, and became partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree." Here, the olive tree refers to Israelites, the God-chosen people, and the wild olive refers to Gentiles. Some of the branches were broken off means Israelites, the olive tree, went far away from salvation because they denied the Lord King Jesus and crucified him. However, the olive, you know, the wild olive were grafted, which means that they will be saved through Jesus Christ among Gentiles. Well, I cannot explain in great detail. The true olive tree was not abandoned by Father God either. You know, there is also a way for them to accept the Lord and receive salvation by Father God. So I will explain about each name's spiritual meaning of the 12 tribes of Ernest. You know, I explained that the 12 tribes in today's scripture are spiritually God's servants. Through them, the providence of God, the providence of salvation will be accomplished. Therefore, in the order of these names is contained the spiritual meaning of the process of growth of faith from the moment you are saved to the moment you reach salvation, I mean sanctification. The first listed tribe is the tribe of Judah. Even though Reuben is the firstborn son of Israel, Judah is ahead of Reuben. The reason is because Jesus was born in the line of Judah. Of course, Jesus was not born of any human lineage. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the body of Virgin Mary. And Joseph, the husband of Mary, was a man from the tribe of Judah. Therefore, we see Jesus was of Judah's descendant as a fleshly line. And in this way, Jesus was in the lineage of the tribe of Judah. And that would surely become the head of the 12 tribes. The name Judah contains the meaning of praise. In other words, it is to praise the birth of Jesus who came to this earth as a Savior. Just as on the day when Jesus was born, a multitude of heavenly hosts and angels praised God and said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom He is pleased." It is to praise the birth of the Savior. Next, the name Reuben has the meaning of "behold a son." It means you receive salvation if you accept the Son of God, Jesus, who came to the earth in flesh in the midst of praise. After this, you become a saved child of God. It's equivalent to the first level of faith. Once you accept Jesus as your Savior, you become fortunate, just as the name God has the meaning of fortunate. Get. You become fortunate to receive the true blessing of salvation, which cannot be exchanged with any sort of fortune of this world. After listening to the gospel, the good news, you accept Jesus as your Savior and reach salvation. That's why you became fortunate and blessed. After you become fortunate, then you will live a living life that is full of happiness in your heart. The fourth name, Asher, means happiness. You were destined to go to hell as a child of devil, but after accepting the Lord, you came to go to heaven. How happy and joyful you are. That's why your heart is full of happiness when you live a true believing life after you are saved. On the other hand, even if you go to church, unless you know the way of cross, there will be no joy. You know, before I had no, you know, confidence of salvation, so my heart was in trouble. However, I came to this church and learned the Lord, the way of cross, and I found true joy. Some others are overflowing with joy and happiness as if the whole world were theirs when they met God for the first time and accepted the Lord. But gradually, some lose their joy. But if they truly live their Christian lives by the will of God, the joy of salvation will never disappear. The more days go by, the greater joy they will grow. But since they don't live by the truth, they come to compromise with the world, and their hearts go far from God. That's why they lose their joy. People are different from each other, but after they start their Christian lives, as time goes by, they enter the second level of faith. From this moment on, the process of struggle against sin begins as they listen to the word and know the truth. The fifth name, Naphtali, has the meaning of struggle. Matthew 11:12, our Lord said, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent man takes it by force." Which means, you will take heaven by force. This, take it by force, means spiritual affair. Heaven is not an easy place to go. There is enemy devil and Satan who holds the power in the air, and they will stop you from going into the rock of faith and spirit. That's why you need fervent prayer to go through this spiritual realm and win victory. In the morning, our pastors pray fervently before we start to work. As we pray like this, we can stay awake all the more. It's so good.
우리를 뚫어가는 불 같은 기도를 해야 되고요. 또 이제 천국을 침노하는 과정 중에 우리 감사하게도 우리 마민의 성도님들은
And our Mamin members give the prayers of thanks all the time. Because we are strengthened by our shepherd who touches us and who strengthens us. I was in spiritual, difficulties, and I had a dream. I was climbing a very high mountain, and it was almost like, it was too high. I felt like I was hanging on the cliff. I tried my best, but I couldn't climb up. I was drunk. I was just trying. Suddenly, one hand came down and then pulled me over. And at the end of the cliff, there was a plain ground. And then I woke up. Even in my dream, I could feel the hand was my shepherd's. You can feel what kind of grace I received in my dream. Well, there are many critical moments as you take heaven by force, as you do this spiritual warfare. However, our Father God is not just watching you. When we depend on Him and pray to Him, He helps us to go this way well. And you have experienced it many times. I hope that you can take heaven by force all the more through the love of Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd who always wants to strengthen us. In addition, since they have a longing heart of better heavenly dwelling places, they try to receive a title and a duty quickly so that they can faithfully work for God's kingdom. In addition, those who take heaven by force like this will circumcise their hearts and long for titles and duties. If they truly have faith and hope, they will be diligent to accomplish sanctification and to be faithful to their duties while taking heaven by force. Then they will compete. They will have the competition of goodwill in their Christian life. Then you will reach the third level of faith. Sixthly, the meaning of Manasseh is to forget. It is to forget the feelings or emotions such as receiving unfair treatment or being victimized and doing it without harboring evil. When your faith grows gradually, you eventually reach a level where you don't have any ill feelings. Even though you face an unfair incident or you are falsely accused, you try to think in goodness, looking at the things from the viewpoint of others. You try to understand and harbor others, and even try to love them. You don't carry ill feelings against those who do evil to you. You don't keep such ill feelings to repay some for it later. Get it as though it is water flowing on the currents. However, among the 12 tribes of Israel, the meaning of Dan is to vindicate. Some people don't understand or forget others, but they rather try to vindicate themselves. You must not have such a heart to vindicate your innocence by paying back your ill feelings. Just as the tribe of Dan, which means to vindicate, is excluded from the 12 tribes, you must pull out such evil of heart completely. Manasseh is in the sixth of the order of the 12 tribes. Likewise, among the five levels of faith, you should reach at least the mid stage of the third level of faith, not to have such ill feelings in your heart. In the first and second level of faith, it's not easy to forgive those who do evil to you from the depths of your heart. But in reality, at the first level of faith, when you are unjustly hit on your right cheek, you feel greatly troubled, and you hold the other, culpable of, reprehensible action. You want to repay the action right away, and you may actually put it into practice, or you may exercise in the practice. In the second level of faith, however, you don't fight against it right away, even when you are unjustly hit on your cheek. You try harder to suppress ill feelings in your heart. And sometimes you cannot control yourself and burst into rage. In the third level of faith, you may still be upset in your heart, but you can suppress it enough not to express your emotion outwardly. And as you keep resisting against evils in your heart, you bypass the level of suppression, and you reach a level where the ill feelings itself doesn't take effect at all. Beyond the mid-stage of the third level, when you stand on the rock of faith, you can endure and forget even though you are wrongfully accused to a certain degree. And you can find peace in your heart. During the devotional service last week, our shepherd testified to his testimony, right? After he met the Lord and after learned the truth, all the feelings of hatred were gone. The feelings of hatred were melted. Since he loves Father God so much, he obeys the word of God, and he tries to think from the perspective of others. That's why he came to have no enemies. So, the word of God, love even your enemies, is not necessary for him. So after he accepted the Lord, he forgot the wrongdoings of others, and then he only depended on Father God and trusted him entirely. That's why he lived a life of Holy Spirit when he started his church. So the sixth name, Manasseh, is to forget, right? Now, once you pass this level, then the next level is hearing. Seventhly, the meaning of Simeon is to hear. It refers to the level that God searches you and hears your prayers and desires. Of course, He always takes care of His children, and He listens to their prayers and desires. But the level of God's answer is different between when you stay in the fleshly level of faith and when you come into faith of spirit. The difference is also great between when you come into faith of spirit and into the faith of Holy Spirit. Therefore, the deeper your level of faith becomes, the more Father God listens to you and the more quickly He will answer to you. The eighth name is Levi, which means to be attached. In other words, it is to be attached to the Lord. Ephesians 5 verses 31 and 32 says, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I'm speaking with reference to Christ and the church." Here, the church refers to individual church member. When you accept the Lord, you receive the Holy Spirit and become one with the Lord. Just as a man and woman become one by marriage, you become a bride of the Lord who is the bridegroom. But tonight, to be attached to the Lord has a deeper meaning. It is to perfectly stay in the truth by obeying the word of the Lord. Our Lord said in John 17:21, "They may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in you, may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me." Those who truly love the Lord and hope for heaven will live in the truth, which is the word of God. They make an effort to cast off every sin and evil in the heart and to completely become one with the Lord. Even though you say that you believe in God, as long as you don't live in the truth but live in sin, it is rather being attached to the devil and the forces of evil. So if you truly have faith, you must cast off evil even from your heart. You must be completely sanctified and live in the truth. God accomplishes His kingdom and receives glory through those children who become one with the Lord. Now, the ninth is Issachar, which means wage. Refers to the justice of God who allows us to reap what we sow and who pays us what we have done. Depending on how each is diligent and faithful we are before God, God gives rewards to that extent. The name Issachar refers to the level of being faithful in all God's house until death. Those who come into spirit put no hope in the perishable things of this earth. They look for only the reward in heaven. Through the works of the heart, will, sincerity, and time, the price of the reward to be received is prepared by them. So Revelation 2:10 says, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." To those who are faithful until death like this, the reward that is more than the crown of life is given. They receive at least the third kingdom of heaven. Well, I have a testimony when I think of this, you know, price. I'll tell you another dream. It's about a dream of a cell leader in my parish. She has, you know, three children and helping, you know, her husband. So she was so busy, she was too busy to be faithful to her duty. So she has a great burden in her heart. She couldn't pray well. So she didn't feel easy in her heart. Last year, he went to senior pastor's residence. However, she didn't enter. She was standing before a truck. Then, a senior pastor appeared before him, and he said, I'll pay them all. You just give your burdens to those three men. And then she gave her loads to those three men and entered the residence. After this dream, she felt so easy in her heart. She couldn't pray well, but she was strengthened to pray well. And she said she is so happy to arm herself with the Word of God. I think she had a dream before our shepherd would give in the peace offering. Not only she, but many were under a heavy burden by not living by the Word of God. But just as Pastor Heejin Lee said in the Friday service last week, after our shepherd gave peace offering, they were refreshed in heart, they got strengthened in heart, they received grace. They are so happy. They make these kind of testimonies. Well, I share this gospel with you. This Ishakal has a spiritual meaning. Our dear brothers and sisters, our shepherd gave peace offerings so that we can be faithful to our duty and to ease us from our burdens. You should remember this and to be faithful all the more. Now, the meaning of 10th name, Zebulun, is to dwell. When you perfectly dwell in the Lord in this earth, you can also dwell in an adequate place in heaven. The more perfectly a person dwells in the light, the brighter place is in heaven where you will dwell. And John 15:7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." That's what the Lord said. Which means you cultivated the word into spirit. 11th name, Joseph, has the meaning of to add. When you come into the level of Holy Spirit, not only you who receive blessing, people around you also receive overflowing blessing. It's the same as Jacob and his entire household were saved from the severe drought thanks to Joseph. If you reach the same level of Joseph's, the glory of New Jerusalem will be given to you. Thanks to senior pastor's prayer, the Kenya escaped from severe drought. You know, through our shepherd, we can experience this kind of amazing miracles. We are so blessed. If you reach the same level of Joseph's, the glory of New Jerusalem will be given to you. Now at last, 12th is Benjamin, which means the son of the right hand. The Lord sits on the right side of God's throne. Likewise, depending on your deeds, you can sit in the glorious position. Matthew 20 verse 23 says, "My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. The glory to sit on the Lord's right or left is not set to give a particular person. It's for those who take it by force by being properly qualified. God's prepared the seat for the moment, for the most suitable man among those who diligently resist against sin and become sanctified and who are faithful to all God's house until death. The more they resemble God, the closer they will become, they will come to the throne of God. God wants all of you to diligently take him by force. Before I explain the meanings of names of 12 tribes of Israel and how they are related to the growth of faith, in other words, the process of sanctification, let me conclude this message. I told you about 144 bondservants of God. In the first part, I told you who they are, and I also told you about the ultimate love of Father God in it. These 144 bondservants are those who received special duty during the seven-year tribulation, and those who do the gleaning salvation. And Father God has ultimate love to just one more soul, even during this gleaning salvation. In the second part, I explained to you about the names of 12 tribes that consist of 144 bondservants. And these names contain the process of our growth of faith. Brothers and sisters, while I was preparing for this message, I received much grace. I felt desperate love of Father God for souls. And I was so thankful to my shepherd who explained this number, 144,000, from the perspective of Father God's love. So many people misunderstand this part. They are like the blind man leading another blind man. But our shepherd teaches us so that we can understand deep love of Father God. I was so thankful to him. Before I came to this church, I thought Revelation is not so important in the book of the Bible. Then after I came to this church, I heard this lecture on Revelation, and I bought the tapes, the lecture, about like 100. I heard them all. It was early 1990s. But there was no internet. When I was listening to this lecture through the cassette tapes, I was so full of grace. I received much grace and received the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I said to myself, where can I find this kind of lecture? Where can I find this kind of message? Back then, there was no rainbow around the sun. There was no aurora lights. There were no dragonflies. I didn't see the spiritual realm in my spiritual vision. But I was so full of grace thanks to this word of life. I was so thankful. I was so joyful to hear the message that cannot be understood with human knowledge and idea. And I repented of myself because thanks to Shepherd, I could see the spiritual vision and experience the many spiritual things, but I didn't pass through the spiritual realm through fervent prayer. And I repented of myself not being able to see the spiritual realm all the more clearly. The feeling, whenever I see spiritual things, makes me happier. And I became all the more faithful, all the more full of all the Holy Spirit through the inspiration. Your brothers and sisters, in this end time, our Father God set up our shepherd. Once you believe Him and depend on Him and trust Him, follow Him, Our shepherd tells us all the time, do not come in sin, do not look at the world. Love Father God most of all. Pray well. Adorn yourself as a bride. He always teaches us to be awakened. He helps us all the time. Without the shepherd, I would have compromised with the world. Before I came to this church, I used to love the world. As a Christian, while I was a Christian though, I depended on the world, not Father God. That's why I couldn't receive the help from the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, after I met the shepherd and feel the love of Father God and adorn myself as a beautiful bride of the Lord, our Father God gave us numerous chances through our shepherd, and He gives us strength and grace to adorn ourselves as a bride of the Lord. Think of the grace all the time and adorn yourself as a beautiful bride. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be blessed to preach the gospel to so many souls before 7-year tribulation begins. Think of the message and pray together.
사랑의 아버지 하나님 감사를 드립니다. 14만 4천을 통해서 이 설교를 통해서 아버지의 사랑과 또 그 이제 이 또 마지막 때 이런 섭리들을 이렇게 깨우칠 수 있도록 은혜 주심에 성령 감사를 드립니다. 이 말씀이 은혜가 되고 생명이 되게 하여 주시고 또 행할 수 있는 능력을 더해 주시옵소서. 이제 또한 더욱 깨어서 신부단장하며 이 마지막 때를 잘 준비할 수 있게 도와주시옵소서. 또한 이 주의 날이 가까울수록 영혼 찾는 아버지의 사랑을 깊이 새기며 이 성결의 복음을 더욱 주광하는 수많은 영혼들에게 전할 수 있는 복된 우리 모두가 될 수 있도록 함께하여 주시옵소서. 감사하고 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Through your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer, through GCN, on the internet and satellite TV, and brain churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerve tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away, may the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and strength to cast off sins to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week. Bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervent passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.